What do you call them? His son, the assistant on Forrest, you know? I don't know if we still have it.
Yeah, Forrest has been dead for a long time now. These are a couple of real good pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's just, you know.
Yeah, that's that must be the Slave River there. And you would travel on those boats, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Were they nice to travel on?
Oh, pretty good, yeah. Oh, yeah. They had the power, you know. Yeah.
This would be all. Now, there is another thing. There must have been quite a business on the river of people going down and cutting wood for these boats to pick up on the way down.
Oh, yeah, they did that, yeah.
There'd be woodcutters down there every, what, 40, 50 miles or.
Oh, yeah, you know, every so far, you don't get to a wood pile, like you say, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were cut, you know. Oh. Way ahead of time,
So it'd be dry.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was, about
4 foot. Yeah, a lot of those a lot of those were boilers would take about 4 foot. Would take about 4 foot wood.
Yeah.
Now, there isn't very much here. Yeah, about that time, there's the boat.
Yeah.
There's the old wooden hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the Catholic Church again, up on the hill.
Yeah.
And here's a bunch of scows. They'd have a sweep at the back, eh?
Yeah. A long sweep, yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't show it here, but they must have
No.
had.
No.
They must have had. Did they carry any kind of safety? Like, did they have a little boat attached to them, or no life jackets, no nothing like
No,
that?
no.
Were there very many accidents on the boats?
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, well, I don't know. People in drown in the, traveling, not with the scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Their own canoe or something like that, yeah.
Well, they still do that.
Yeah.
There were a couple of young fellows drowned last year.
Oh, yeah. I know. You could see, on the river there. A lot of people are buried there. Yeah.
These are nice pictures.
Yeah, they are nice pictures.
Well,
No, no, I've been trying to fix
now,
it. That's God's ready to build. Well, that's a ribs like that. Yeah.
Did you ever work as a boat builder?
No. No, I had to build a ferry here, the last ferry
Oh, yeah.
that was here, just before they built the bridge. Yeah.
But now, can you remember what year it was that all of this river transport stopped? Was that during the war or after the war? When the railroads went in?
Yeah, after the railroad come in, they still did go down,
They did get out.
Here, but after the railroad got in, not I'd say like at McMurray and then at Peace River. They were downtown is still, you see. They're still traveling on the river there, on the Peace River, you know. Because it took a long time, you know, before it like the railroad, they didn't follow the river, you see.
Well, they'd still have to take stuff up, say, to Vermilion, Fort Vermilion, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You still do, I guess, yeah.
On the river, yeah. Now, you know, there is one picture, I don't know whether I can find it or not, but it's, these are a little later, that's 1905, Lance Smith, Louis Menard, Romeo Farrell, Varin. I don't know. Do you remember where that store was?
R.C. Varin. I can't remember.
Romeo Farrell.
Yeah, Romeo Farrell.
He was pretty early.
Yeah.
Now here's a picture of Mrs. Gullion.
1904.
And here is the first... that hospital up near the Catholic Church that burned down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When did you leave Athabasca, Alec? You left and went somewhere else, didn't you?
Yeah, we left and went to... we lived I know we left and went to Edmonton. I know I worked there in the city there for years there.
Mm-hmm.
Went to police.
You'd be here for that.
Yeah.
Victor Anderson. And then when did you come back?
Well,
quite late.
Yeah, we come back and... I think I come back after I retired from the city, yeah.
Alec, are there any people you know today that are still alive that worked on those boats?
Okay. Great. I think it's very few. Maybe I don't. You know. Maybe you'd go to Lake Lavisha or someplace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know there used to be quite a bunch of years ago on that boat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess most of the old ones there, they're all gone, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was up...
Thank you.
You know, I was up showing films at Extendicare up there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the film that I was showing was on, Chipewyan was part of it, you know, and there was a church there.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed a very nice church in Chipewyan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some fellow up there in Extendicare. He said, I worked on that church.
Oh, yeah.
Would you know who that was?
Oh, out there at Fortune,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Bean, thank you. He's Mercury. See, they
Mercury?
were, yeah.
Well, ask about it.
They were old man, the Roberts. He worked for the Hudson Bay, and he had a bunch of sons, and they, a lot of them worked, for the mission, until some went trading too for the Hudson Bay, some of the boys, yeah.
Do you remember Jim McKinley? Mm-hmm. He was really a boat builder. McKinley.
I don't remember him.
Maybe
I know his family, but yeah.
Well, some of them are still alive.
Oh yeah.
Well, I saw Clara just the other day.
Yeah, she's.
She was here.
The youngest one, yeah. And I think. Charlie's dead, I guess.
I think Charlie died just a very short time ago.
Oh, yeah. And
Sterling is probably dead.
Yeah. And I don't know about John. John, though.
I don't know about John. I think he's dead, too.
I could see.
I think it's only the girls that are alive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Alice and... Alice is still alive. And Clara, and there was another girl, Irene.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this has been